from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All righty, it's time for some Olympic gold. We just crowned a new gold medalist here for the USA as we hand off the broadcast baton to Eric Chiafalo with Gabby Thomas celebrating in the background.
Let's go, Gabby!
Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Texas. Nice. Yeah. We got a local legend that set a record that we will get to momentarily.
You have team set a record? World record?
Yeah, world record.
Like Shannon, we tapping in pockets again?
Oh yeah.
Because I've been keeping up with them pockets, and we did get one.
Okay. We got a world record, dude. Okay. And this guy is right here in our backyard. I'm gonna give you that in just a second. But USA is up 27-14 right now in the quarterfinal, Team USA basketball. So I did hear for the French team, Rudy Gobert got benched. And apparently Anthony Edwards has just been sticking to Kevin Durant like glue. Brian Windhorst is like, Anthony Edwards is just like, wherever Kevin Durant is, that's where Anthony Edwards is, just picking his brain, doing all that stuff. So there's like a little bromance brewing right there between Anthony Edwards and Kevin Durant. But Team USA up big and early right now in quarter number one versus Brazil in the quarterfinal. Walchuk, who had the famous quote, I got worms.
Oh, man. I don't know.
This would be Lloyd Christmas.
JFK Jr.
It's
RFK Jr.
Lloyd Christmas. I should have had that off the cuff.
I didn't even prep you in the commercial breaks. I just assumed you were going to know that.
I know. I'm sorry. I need to add that back to the repertoire. I haven't watched that in a long time.
Unfortunately, the athletes in Paris are also saying that same quote. I got worms.
No.
I like my fish and people are finding worms in the fish. Oh. It's just not good enough. End quote from one of the athletes in Paris right now, who is a British swimmer. This dude has been around the block. He's been in a handful of Olympics. He's like the food in Rio, much better. Tokyo, much better. But right now, there's not enough protein options. And when I'm getting my fish, I'm finding worms in it. So that's just like another food update from the village. Listen, that just seems to be awful.
You know what the deal is? If you don't love the sport, don't come. You know, we have executives and we have business partners that need to make hundreds of millions of dollars off these Olympics. Okay, true. So if that means you eating fish with worms in it, okay, you're just going to have to deal with it.
Unless you
want to give up your chance at a gold medal. You know, I thought you wanted to come here and win a gold medal, represent your country.
Damn.
Apparently
right.
Not.
Oh, no. I would just assume that
rich in protein. Like unappreciative bastard.
France would have good food. I would think that the French are good when it comes to cuisine.
And what? Why would you think that?
Because of, I mean, I think they have a bunch of like Michelin stars. I think that comes from France.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I think it originated in France.
Yeah, because I don't even know what French food necessarily is. Apparently, French fries aren't even French. I mean, what do we even know? What do we even know?
Listen, the IOC has dozens and dozens of millionaires trying to become billionaires. Don't you have any compassion for them?
Seriously, man. Yeah, all great points by you, Dawson.
Thank
well
you.
Said. We have an
so it's looking kind of shaky on the French, right? A little bit.
Yeah.
They didn't let the track runners in the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're screwing.
They're people botching this thing.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
And this person did not swim in the Pooh River, or did they?
This person, no, this is not like a triathlete.
They didn't get worms from the Pooh River.
No. They're finding worms in their fish that they're just trying to eat. And
I think
themselves.
I'd rather have worms in my fish than intestinal worms, though, to your point. Though. Yeah. Like, if that's how I'm getting worms, oh. That would be disgusting.
No, ratatouille, that's a French dish. Crepes.
Ratatouille's a French dish.
Delicious.
Steak tartare, quiches.
Quiches, okay, yeah. I mean, so far, you haven't said a single thing.
Yeah, nothing is one. Yeah.
When do we get to the good stuff, Will Chuck? Here's the good stuff. We do have an update from, remember the SMU swimmer from Paraguay who was allegedly kicked out of the village for drama and dipping off to Disney? She says she wants to make it clear that she was never removed or expelled from anywhere. We need to stop spreading false information. That, of course, on her Instagram stories.
Oh, no.
So maybe she just went home. Maybe she had worms in her fish. She was like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. And she just made the adult decision to go home. And
really?
And then maybe they spun it. I don't know. But she's pushing back, and I just wanted to give her side of the story. We also have an update the giant pole vaulter man. He did get the Cam Soda $250K offer for 60 minutes on the stream.
Perfect.
Okay. So the offers are starting to come in here a little bit.
$250,000?
For 60 minutes. 60 minutes worth of, I guess, just like, I think it was like a solo, just hanging out with you and your pole.
Sounds a little awkward.
Oh, this isn't on camera?
No, it's a stream. It's a stream deal. Cam Soda.
People can just pop in.
I think Wolchuk's more familiar with that than I am. But
no, that's a Brian thing.
We also need to get to the man of the hour. And I'm not talking about Noah Lyles, who does have some good trash talk that we'll get to. But this is Southlake's own 18-year-old, real-life Peter Parker, Spider-Man. This guy
is badass.
Okay, you saw this?
I did.
I didn't even realize this was a thing. Speed climbing?
I didn't know either. But
dude,
I mean, it makes sense. Nice. It's hard. It's a very challenging thing to do. But how fast this guy did it was unbelievable.
This is a human spider. This is another guy that Uncle Shannon Sharp is going to have to be paying here. Sam Watson. He's 18 years old from Southlake. Listen to this. I don't know what's more impressive, him moving at this rate of speed where he sets a record climbing this wall in under 5 seconds, or the broadcaster who's giving you play by play like one of these auctioneer kind of guys.
Superstar it was from Sam Watson. Zach Hammond's already made a seven. Sam Watson is going to advance here with a time of 4.75.
That's it, it's done.
Wow. Record has gone. Le Bourget erupts for this 18-year-old from Southlake, Texas. My word, elementary, my dear Watson. 4.75 seconds. He's got the world record back.
What a great call from a British dude. Now, how high did he climb in that amount of time?
That is, what is the height of that? Let me see what the height is here. It is the speed climbing. I mean, it's, I honestly don't even have it in front of me exactly how tall that is.
Efforting. Sounded like about 40 feet or so. It's 49 feet.
49 feet.
In 5 seconds?
4.75, dude.
Not even impressed.
So you're basically jumping.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to watch this guy,
it's
really awesome. I mean, he looks like he's got some spider in his DNA.
He does.
Like, he absolutely does. When he gets moving,
burglar.
It's like, this guy must be parkouring his ass off.
Man, yeah, he might end up being recruited, start robbing some banks or something, this guy.
He's the real deal.
Hey, we need you to scale a building for us, okay? Can you come on in here? We'll cut you some percentage.
Like, who gets in on speed climbing? I've never met a local kid. Like, this kid's from Southlake. Like, where are we doing speed climbing around here?
I mean, they do have, like,
those little ninja gyms they have.
Yeah.
I want to get my kids involved in that, dude.
Wall climbing? Yeah, it's incredible. Now, we also had in Mansfield, the first American woman to ever win an Olympic medal in women's triple jump, Jasmine Moore, 2024, got a bronze. So, shout out to her,
nice.
Mansfield zone, Jasmine Moore. DFW keeps dominating this.
Ooh, Mansfield?
Mansfield.
Oh, I thought it was Grand Prairie.
Was she from Grand Prairie?
Moore? Yeah, that's what I'm being tagged
in. I know she graduated
from
Lake Ridge. Okay. Mansfield Lake Ridge.
Oh, but yeah, that's Grand Prairie.
But she might live in, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there you go.
All right, here is Noah Lyles being asked about his confidence going into the 200-meter sprint. Take it away, Noah Lyles.
Pretty confident. I can't lie. You know, Kenny definitely put up a fast time at trials, and that definitely woke me up. And I was very proud of him. And, you know, he's definitely not going to take you know, how he did here in the 100, lying down. He's going to say, you know, I'm going after it in the 200 because he knows he can go after it. But my job is to make sure that I'll just leave it there. I'll be winning.
I'll be winning.
I'll be winning. Comes back.
That man ain't winning. None of them is winning. When I come off the turn, they will be depressed.
A lot of haters.
Dude. I love that from Noah Lyles. Why would you? You're the world's fastest man. Why wouldn't you have that type of confidence right there in yourself, feeling fantastic? And finally, in Paris, we have another notch on the belt of Serena Williams. She has been community noted.
Oh, what happened?
She goes, yikes, and she tagged, a restaurant in Paris, and she said she had been denied access to rooftop to eat in an empty restaurant, and she was with her kids, and she tweeted about it, and she tagged Olympics 2024, and then I guess the community note said Serena was not denied access. Rather, the restaurant was fully booked. So just maybe a simple misunderstanding right there. But hey, when you get a chance to be community noted, I mean, the laundry list of accolades that she has, very few individuals. You see a lot of like entities getting noted. When you see somebody step into those noted waters, pretty dang cool. I don't think I've seen it before. We're just one individual is like, hey, you're getting noted on that one. But
I don't even know how to do it. I don't know how to note somebody.
I don't know how, if they get tagged enough. And I've seen Elon.
What just happened? Did she have the wrong restaurant? What happened?
The Peninsula in Paris, she took a picture of the sign and then tagged them and called them out for denying her access to the restaurant that she alleges is empty. And then she tagged Olympic 2024. It went viral. And then I guess that woke up the community notes folks to be like, all right, let me check in on this. And they said that she was not denied access. Rather, the restaurant was fully booked. So now there is the community note to the Serena tweet, but I don't know.
So we got community, you know, like researchers. They call the place and everything now and see what was really popping.
They're serious about it, man.
We're growing.
Yeah. You're fibbing out there.
It's happening.
Man, you'd love the food in Paris, apparently. There's no preservatives. It's all natural or pesticides.
Okay. No pesticides on there?
No pesticides.
That's great news.
I have a feeling Rangers reliever Andrew Chafin wouldn't be a big fan of that kind of cuisine, but we'll ask him. Coming up at 3:20, the Rangers player show up next. NFL News of the Day, we'll check.
Yeah, we got these IU trade rumors. We'll get back to that. They're heating up right now. Can't fight. Step charts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Classic Michael Vick story, that's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.